The 2 minutes have been played. The kick over towards the left. Peter McGee's there and wins it for Gidor. Gidor of the ball. Ken Mulligan just launches a
far over.
And there's the full-time whistle. Gidor are Ulster champions. Tremendous scenes here as supporters run onto the field. Donegal have Ulster champions at senior club level, and it's come in form of the in the form of the mighty Gidor, who have defeated Scotstown by a point here in extra time by 13 points to 12. Martin, this was a tight Ulster final, but Gidor done enough to get over the line.
Yeah, they did enough to get over the line. You probably look at the best team, probably in Oran McNeil, as the quality player who made the difference when they went down at that stage. Kind of great congratulations to Gidor, brilliant. I'm nervous as probably most Gidor people are at the minute. And, you know, Shane Ferry got that point that made all the difference. We talked about players that maybe nobody heard of. Ryan Kelly got the one before that to level it up. And, you know, Oran McNeil then before that. But I just think they were a better team. The Shane Kerry sending off at a big burn, and he was a big loss to the to Scotstown. And then Ian McGee, and the disappointing thing about Ian McGee is he probably straight red he got, wasn't it? He probably missed the
two yellows.
I can't see out the window, but I think that's good that he look at these two yellows, not so bad, he'll be back. But look at, congratulations Gidor, there'll be big celebrations from now to Christmas in Gidor. Brilliant for Donegal football, but very brilliant for Gidor, and to Mervyn and all the backroom team and everybody is great scenes. It was a, you know, nobody deserved to lose it, as they say, but that's the way it is. Especially was going to be finished on the day, and you feel sorry for the Scotsmen, they put everything in. But look at, it's great for Gidor, and it's brilliant for Donegal football. And we've broken a big thing here by, you know, the senior team, county team doing well this so many years. It's great now that we have a, you know, a club is what we've won Ulster, and, you know, hopefully this is the first of many, and hopefully now they can go on and do well. And why not? There's only two games away from getting to one in an All Ireland, so why not? So it's great. Oran McNeil has got man of the match, and Leo Gale man of the match. But to everybody involved, congratulations.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic day here. It's been a long day because we needed extra time. This was probably the toughest challenge that Gidor has met all year, Martin.
Yeah, well, Scotland, we felt that they were going to have to do something to stop the goals, and they didn't score a goal, and they scored the 13 points, which is good enough to win it. But they definitely tied them down, and when they went 3 points up, they'll be disappointed. When they went 8 points to five up, and then there were two, you know, in the second half after 8 minutes, and then the stages they went two points up.
Were you worried at that stage? 8 minutes
well,
in.
You had to be worried.
3-5 to Scotland. But I was saying,
saying to you, don't panic, and they didn't. And Oran McNeilis took over at that stage, and that was the big difference, the way he took over the game at that stage. Kevin Cassidy had a great game inside as well, and, you know, won on that ball in the forward lane. So look at, I know we go back to the throw ball and everything else, people say it was a throw ball, it was a great, it's a good way to win it, to win an extra time. It's a terrible way to lose it, you know, because any big game. But and end up look at, they were the better side in the day. If you analyse it all, they were the better side. They just, and Oran McNeil is that quality player. Kieran Hughes played well at stages but went out of the game. Darren Hughes had a great match itself during the game, but an extra time went out of the game. So that was maybe the difference end up, and the bench made a difference. They had the men to come off the bench, which made the difference. And it's great, it's great for Donegal football, but it's brilliant for Gidor. And we know how important football is in Gidor and Gaelic football, and for the people like Neely Gallagher and these people in Gidor, what for them, you know, the Gallaghers, you know, down there as well, the older people down there. It's great for them, and this is brilliant. And I said it's great for Donegal football.
Yeah, fantastic for Donegal football. This is a special team, Martin, and to become a special team you have to win big, and these guys have won big today, so they have.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's no, you know, this is the next step. And I mean, considering that nobody since 1975 has won it, you know, they'll probably, people will say that was amalgamation of Bundoran and Ballyshannon. Now you've won club on their own, and Gidor have won it, so it's a great achievement for them, and it's brilliant for them. And we know the quality of players they produce. I mean, so they've always had players on county squads and players there knocking about, and it's great for Cassidy and for the two McGees. We'll take them older players, especially Cassidy, Neyman and McGee there. It's great for them to have achieved this here, and this will be better than anything. And you'll, this is what you'll read during the week, they'll say that this is better. You've won it with the players you grew up with, you're one of your club players, you know, your players in the club, and this is the most important one. This is as big as anything that they won. I know they've won, you know, Eamon McGee, Neil McGee have won in All Ireland, but I think they'll class this as big as any, because with the club, and it's great, it's great for Gidor.
But them older boys will tell you that the crucial part of this has been the younger guys and the team, Martin.
Yeah, but that young lads, them young lads don't know what losing is. Ken through Donegal without getting beaten, and here through Ulster now without getting beaten. And, you know, it's a great thing, and it's up to other clubs in Donegal now to match them. You know, the championship in Donegal next year, looking forward, you know, people looking forward to that. But I think the big thing, though, they've a chance now to celebrate and enjoy it. Most, maybe the biggest loser in it will be Declan Bonner in the county, and they probably won't have them for the game, first games of the National League and that there. But look, it's great for Donegal, but it's brilliant for Gidor, and it's brilliant for these players. And Oran McNeilis, I mean, as people say, he's just like a woman going out wheeling a pram, just walking about, going through a day. He just goes through the motions of it. He's a quality footballer and brilliant. And stage when they needed him today, he showed that leadership. And to them all, you know, everybody involved, you know, we talk about the old and young, we can't say anything. The job that Owen McFadden Ferry did on Kieran Hughes on the road, you know, the job that Gary McFadden did on the danger man Conor McCarthy, that different, you know, them things were important. But I think all around, there's a team performance, a brilliant team performance, you know, and to do it without Kieran Gillespie as well. I mean, there was probably their best player in the Donegal Championship. Him and Nisha O'Beal were battling for that, I would say. So it's a great performance for them. And look, let them enjoy it and let the people enjoy it. It's great. There'll be some scenes tonight when they get back to Gidor the night. It'll be brilliant. And look, let them enjoy the week. Because the good thing about it is that the semi final's a good while away.
Yeah, well, there's some scenes here at the moment, so that I can tell you. Gidor are out in the middle of the field celebrating with their players. We're watching the screens as well here. Kevin Cassidy getting hugged by family and friends. Oh, it's been a quality day for Gidor, so it has. They won the Donegal Championship in October for the first time in 12 years, and now they've come into Ulster and they've been fantastic through this journey, and they've now bridged the gap since 1975. The senior Ulster title, club title, is coming back to the county, and it's heading to Mahara-Gallan tonight. They have defeated Scotstown here by a point after extra time, 13 points to 12.